Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of this beautiful series The Islamic Way of Life, where we discuss our Islamic lifestyle and how, inshallah, we as Muslims, as Ummah of the Beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, can better it so it betters our worldly life as well as the life in the hereafter, which is our ultimate goal for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today, we are going to be discussing a very important fact and a very key moment which we all are terrified of, which is called death. And inshallah, today's topic being add death to your plans. Inshallah, we'll explore this topic further. But before that, let's inshallah learn about the virtues of sending durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The greatest prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that when the day of Thursday approaches, Allah azza wa jal sends his angels who have papers made of silver and pens made of gold. They write the names of those who recite Salat in abundance on Thursday and during Friday night, meaning which begins after the sunset of that Thursday. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain wa sallam. Death is a reality. It will happen to every soul, everyone. But we make long plans. We have a busy schedule. We have things planned for next year, for the year after, for 10 years from now on. We take everything into consideration, whether it's our health, whether it's our financial situation, whether it's our living arrangements, whether, you know, it's meeting and greeting family members, friends and business associates. But we fail to include one important factor that every Muslim should have at the back of his mind at all times. Add death to your plans as well. Because it will come to you today, tomorrow, day after, but it will definitely come. No one has ever claimed that I am going to live forever, because we see the reality. We see the janazas. We receive the news of funeral every day. People passing away on a daily basis, multiple times a day. Allahu Akbar. There is no certainty when this life can be taken away. Allahu Akbar. And we don't want to be unprepared and caught off guard. Like how we would like to prepare for everything else. Have we prepared for our death? That is the question. Have we added death to our plan? Life is a trust from Allah Azza wa Jal, which is gradually or suddenly overpowered by death. And every soul will have to pass through the door of death. The time of death is fixed, but we do not know the hour of our own death, the second in which our own death will occur, the minute in which, maybe it could be next minute, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over everything. We don't know. Yet, we are not prepared. Allah. The time of death is fixed. But we don't know in which hour, in which minute, in which second, in which moment our life can be taken away just like that. Because life and death, they are the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is His. He can take it away anytime. Therefore, when our loved one pass away, we recite, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Summary of the ayah is that indeed we also belong to Allah, and to Allah is our return. However, when our hairs turn grey and we begin to experience old age, then we must understand that the trial of death is hovering over our heads. Because after having seen the days of youth, old age gives us an indication of death. And this is where our planning should come into play. Even we need to plan way ahead of time. Do young people not pass away? Do children not pass away? Do people not pass away at the age of 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 before the old age approaches you? Yes, they do. What lesson do we derive from it? Let's inshallah listen to a parable about the messengers of death. These are all the signs. If you have a chronic disease, if you have a severe disease, this is also a messenger of death. And they let us try to reform ourselves by pondering over the Madani pearls, inshallah, we are going to be discussing in today's episode. Dear viewers, Hujjatul Islam Imam Muhammad Ibn Muhammad Al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala narrated in Mukashfatul Qulub that Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, a noble prophet of Allah, was friends with the angel of death, Malakul Maut. He was friends with the angel of death, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam. And once Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, he asked the angel of death, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, "Have you come to just visit me or to take my soul?" And he replied, "No, I've come to meet you." Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam then requested, "Before you arrive to take my soul, send some messengers to warn me." The angel of death, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, told him, and he agreed to what he said. He said, "I will send two or three messengers." Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, the angel of death, he says to Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam that, "I will send two or three messengers." Who comes to every one of us? At least one or two of them. Later, when the angel of death came to seize his soul, to capture the soul of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam asked, "Where are the messengers you were supposed to send to me before taking my soul?" Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam replied, "The gray hair after black hair, weakness after strength, and a hunched back after a straight back. These are my messengers. I send towards people before their deaths." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Yeah, Islamic brothers, we now have learned that the angel of death sends its messengers before death. In addition to these three messengers, there are also some of other messengers mentioned in the blessed ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such as illnesses, complete loss or weakness of vision, and impaired hearing. There are many of us who have already encountered the messengers of Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam. But what to do with our heedlessness? Our current state is such that we attribute gray hair to flu, when in fact it is a warning of death. Similarly, in illnesses, we remain heedless and easily tend to forget the countless of people who die every day due to similar causes. Little do we realize that the illness that seems too minor or too minute or too petty, that could indeed turn fatal, that the illness we consider to be too little, it can turn fatal. You know, the flu, the normal flu, which we before the COVID, we would take for granted and we wouldn't even pay attention to it. It became fatal. Now the flu causes thousands of deaths. Allahu Akbar. We have seen and witnessed it with our own eyes in the time of pandemic, the COVID-19. The normal flu. If you had a flu, people would avoid you like plague. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because the flu became so deadly. Now, little do we realize that the illness that seems so minor could indeed turn fatal. And then those dear ones will become sad and the enemies will become happy. But the deceased will be buried in the dark grave along with his deeds only, whatever they did, good or bad. Therefore, it makes sense to make plans for our death. Include death in our plans, inshallah azza wa jal. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Ruhuna Fida sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said that when a person falls ill, Allah Azza wa Jal sends two angels and instructs them to go and see what his bondsman says. If the Sikh praises Allah Azza wa Jal by saying Alhamdulillah, then the angels humbly state his utterance to Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows better. Allah Azza wa Jal says, if I give this bondsman death due to his illness, I will make him enter paradise. And if I grant him health, I will give him a better flesh and blood than before and forgive his sins. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear brothers, how often is it that when illness approaches us, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, we are so full of complaints. Everything comes from Allah. And that includes every illness and calamity that we experience. Everything is created by Allah Azza wa Jal. The pious predecessors, they would take it as a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bless them with even more blessings and even more better health. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Muhammad Qarashi rahimahullah ta'ala said that a rich man lived in a city and he was surrounded by all the worldly facilities, all the amenities. And he had a very beautiful bondswoman whom he loved a lot. And he was living a life of luxury and comfort, but he had no children and had a strong desire to have children. For a long time, he remained without this blessing. However, thereafter, his woman became pregnant, and the joy of this wealthy man knew no bounds. And he was in a state of intense delight, subhanallah, observing patience, since everything happens according to the will of Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah. However, this wealthy man suddenly fell ill. And with the intense desire of seeing his child, he still passed away with this desire in his heart. The night this young man died, his beautiful child was born, but the father could not even see his son. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear Islamic brothers, none of us should remain heedless of death, and we should prepare for the ultimate destination. However, it is quite surprising to see, especially an ill person who is heedless of death. As mentioned in the parable that we have just learnt about, that the wealthy man was on his deathbed, but still his mind was focused towards the world until death terminated all his desires. Allah, Allah. The reviver of Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad ibn Muhammad al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala, has stated that a patient should remember his death frequently while seeking forgiveness. He should prepare for his death, always glorify Allah Azza wa Jal, weep and cry whilst making dua, show utmost humbleness and humility. Besides making dua, he must also receive treatments as well, because tadbir is not against the taqdeer. He must express gratitude towards Allah Azza wa Jal upon recovery and health. Never complain to Allah Azza wa Jal and show respect and reverence towards those who look after him and serve him, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And this has been mentioned by Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala. We learned that we must not remain oblivious of our death even during our illness. And instead of only complaining, we should consider illness as a source of mercy and as a means of compensation for our sins, because some ordinary diseases actually protect us against deadly diseases. A great thinker of the Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah ta'ala, says that the flu is not really a disease. It is actually a cure for mental disease, and it prevents many other diseases. Those who suffer from a cold are usually not affected by mental illnesses. One who suffers from itching does not suffer from leprosy. There are more divine wisdoms behind these diseases that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon us. There were pious predecessors who would make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they affected by fever or a headache. Allahu Akbar. Mufti Jalaluddin Amjadi rahimahullah ta'ala has stated that an illness apparently causes some trouble or pain, but in fact it is a great blessing and provides Muslims with a great deal of eternal relief and discomfort. This visible illness is an effective treatment for spiritual diseases if one is a Muslim who observes patience in the face of even the most painful disease. If he cries and complains, then he will have no meaningful advantage. Plus, he will remain deprived of the rewards. Some unwise people utter some extremely inappropriate words during their illness, and some even speak ill of Allah Azza wa Jal and utter sheer disbelief, which is a great misfortune that brings about their destruction in the world and in the hereafter. Al-Ayyadu Billah, dear viewers. What is the use of complaining? If we complain of our pain and diseases and illnesses, would it get better? No, it would not. But it would cause harm to our spiritual state, our spiritual health. Allahu Akbar. On one hand, we are losing our physical health. Why lose our spiritual health at the same time? Why can't we look after our spiritual health and give it a boost by being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by thanking Allah azza wa jal, by observing patience and perseverance? Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He grant us the understanding. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Remember that one may attain the virtues of an illness when he displays great patience instead of complaining. Sayyidina Ata ibn Yasar rahimahullahu ta'ala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrated that when someone suffers from any illness, Allah Azza wa Jal sends two blessed angels towards him and says to them, look, what does he say to the people coming to see him? If that ill person glorifies Allah Azza wa Jal in the presence of those people, then the blessed angels humbly present this thing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Though Allah Azza wa Jal himself knows more than anyone, Allah Azza wa Jal says, my bondsman has a right on me that I make him enter into Jannah and grant him cure and replace his flesh with good flesh and forgive his sins. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers, these are all the messengers of death, and we should plan for our death. We should include these signs and these messengers into our life's plans, that if we plan in our life and if our plans are based on certain events in our life, then yes, this can become part of our plans for our hereafter. If we plan for our sicknesses, we take medical aid, we have life insurance, we have health insurance, we have different policies for when we get sick, for the physical sickness. But do we plan on taking heed from it, from taking heed from the illnesses that we approach, that we receive from Allah Azza wa Jal, that these are the messengers of death, this could be the illness in which I will pass away? Allahu Akbar. We don't think like that. We don't include death in our plans, but it is inevitable. We plan for things that are not even inevitable, that may happen or not happen, but we plan for it. We do pre-trip inspection of our cars before we go on a long trip. You know, what if there's something is wrong? You know, we check for oil leaks, we check, for tires, if the tires are healthy and in a good condition. We check if we have enough engine oil. We check if we have water in the radiator. Allahu Akbar. We check for all of these things. Although we know maybe we have filled it recently, but we double check. It might not happen. The vehicle might not break, but we double check. But death, that is something inevitable that will happen. Why don't we plan for that? Does it make sense? Does it make sense for us to be oblivious of the fact that yes, we all are going to die? Do we make plans for it? No, we don't. If we made plans for it, it will show in our daily life. It will show the way we continue our life, the way we live our life. We live our life as if we are going to stay here forever. Allahu Akbar, ma'azallah. No one is going to stay here forever. The world itself will be turned into ashes and we melted down. Allah Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to realize and to remember our death. That will take away the taste that we have for the world, the taste that we have for the luxuries of this dunya. Inshallah, if we suffer here and we strive and persevere here, inshallah azza wa jal, we will reap its benefits in the hereafter. There are enough luxuries in the paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept so much luxuries that we can't even fathom in our little brain. Only if we believe, only if we have this mindset that yes, we all are gonna die. We all are gonna be held accountable in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for our doings, for whatever we do, whether it is right or wrong. Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding of deen and grant us the ability to get rid of this heedlessness. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. O Allah, grant us the privilege to have patience, to remember our death and make preparations for it as much as we can in the face of each disease and trouble. Allahu Akbar. Dear brothers, making no preparations for death and committing sins fearlessly are the causes of destruction and the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Remember, anyone who has fallen prey to heedlessness and continues to commit sins has lost his way and has wandered into the darkness of evil. If Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are displeased as a result, we will face the torments of the grave and the punishment of the hellfire. We would have done it to ourselves. Then remorse and guilt will be useless. You still have a chance. So sincerely repent and tread on a life that is filled with the sunnah of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Join the Madani movement of Dawat-e-Islami. Attend the Ijtima'at of Dawat-e-Islami. Frequent the Markaz and the Masajid. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Because these are the places where the zikr of Allah is made. And Qala Allah and Qala Rasul is the daily occurrence in these places. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Highlighting the significance of youth. The blessed and beloved son of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Mufti Azam-e-Hind Mustafa Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh has composed a couplet in his collection of poems known as Saman-e-Bakhshish. And he says, Riyazat ke yahi din hai budhape mein kaha himmat jo kuch karna hai ab kar lo abhi noori jawan tum ho. Meaning, these are the days. These are the days where we can strive to please our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where do we have courage in our old age? Allahu Akbar. Whatever you got to do, you got to do it now, before the old age takes over, while you are still young. And he's reminding himself, Abhi Nuri Jamaa Tum Ho. Such pious predecessors who lived and died for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. They are still advising and admonishing themselves that Nuri, you are still young. Engage yourself in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the riyazat of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us such minds and such hearts that are thoughtful. Because as the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in his Mubarak Hadith, value five before five. What are those five things? One of it is value your youth before old age. Allahu Akbar. And one of those things the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, that value your life before death. There are signs in it that yes, we should consider our life as a fortune that we can invest, inshallah, before we die. We can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using this life that we are given and invest in our akhirah. Otherwise, we will be the losers. We can invest in our health and look after our health and use this health, this healthy life that we have, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the messengers of death, that are the sicknesses and illnesses, approach us and knock at our doors and remind us that you are going to die soon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah azza wa jal to strive for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life that we have been bestowed and gifted by our creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before he takes it away inshallah azza wa jal sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. As illnesses are messengers of death, similarly old age is also a messenger of death, because after old age there are three phases of life. Actually it has had been broken into many portions. Let's say, for example, infancy, childhood, adolescence, teenage, youth, afterwards midlife, then maturity hits, then we become old. And after that, there is no other stages left. After old age, there is no other stage left. This is the last stage of our life. Being heedless of death at any time is like being in a state of sleep and surrounded by enemies. But being heedless of death after growing old is like an enemy who attacks tirelessly. And we do nothing in return. We don't prepare for it. Allahu Akbar. You know, we are sleeping through our lives. Old age is that last stage which is directly followed by death. And this is the age which awakens one from heedlessness and persuades him to do good deeds. But we still don't. But if anybody shows heedlessness in this age as well, then what will happen to that person in the hereafter? So that we may do good deeds, the opposite of what we used to do. It will be said to them, "And did we not give you an age long enough in which anyone who wants to understand would have understood? And the announcer of warning did come to you before. Therefore, now taste it, for the unjust do not have any supporter." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So why are we doing this injustice? Allama Baghawi rahimahullah ta'ala has stated that when at first hay turns grey or white, it says to others, "You also get ready, the time of death has approached." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It is learnt that old age is also a messenger of death. This is the age when one should return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting rid of the love of worldliness, and the remaining days life should be spent with the remembrance of death and the preparations of the hereafter. Our pious predecessors rahimahumullah ta'ala used to spend all of their lives obeying Allah azza wa jal and contemplating over the hereafter. And when they would notice any single hair which turns white or grey, they would start leading a life of seclusion and would engage themselves in worship and devotion. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Ibn Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the chief of his tribe. Once he radiallahu ta'ala anhu spotted a white hair in his beard and supplicated, "O Allah Azza wa Jal, I seek refuge with you from the sudden calamities. I know my death is around the corner and I cannot escape from it." Then he radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to his people and said, "O Banu Sa'd, I dedicated my youth for you and now you must pay my old age for me." Thereafter, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to his house and kept himself busy worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal until his last breath. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us such understanding and enthusiasm for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the worry of our hereafter, you know, which we call Fikre Madina, Fikre Akhirat, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Dear Islamic brothers, an elderly person is always closer to death. However, some elderly people remain stuck in the marsh of sins and do not get rid of the evils of swearing, watching dramas and movies, telling lies and telltaling, backbiting, etc. Moreover, they remain under the obsession with making money, as it is stated in the blessed hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The most revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that one gets old, but two of his things remain young. One is hope for lofty aspirations, and the second is the greed for wealth. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When are we going to give up? When are we going to mend our ways? The Islamic brothers, have you noticed that even when one gets old, the lust of wealth and yearning for a long life keeps himself busy, and thus he remains deprived of the real taste and pleasure of worship. To inculcate the remembrance of death in the heart and to abandon the love for worldliness, inshallah, let's listen to the translation of three Arabic verses mentioned in the book Aasuo Ka Darya, a publication of Maktabatul Madina, and after seeking forgiveness, make sincere intention to lead the rest of your lives in worshipping. Number one, O elderly man, despite growing old, you are indulged in ignorance. Now, at this stage of your life, such ignorance is not good for your heart. Second, is that your decision has been made by the gray hair in your beard, but you are inclined to the world, and this transitory and mortal world is deceiving you. And number three, stop regretting over this mortal world, as you would have to face death one day, and make a firm determination to keep yourselves away from any kind of indecency and immodesty. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us sincere in our efforts, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to include death in our plans for life, inshallah azza wa jal. That should keep us motivated to do more virtuous deeds and abstain from sins and disobedience of Allah azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our hearts such that we must only strive for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Islamic way of life, Islamic way of life, Islamic way of life, Islamic way of life.